Hello, everyone. This is Ted from Out of This World Radio, and I want to thank everyone so much for listening today. This is my afternoon show, and I have some very special guests on today. I have Augustine and Santos. They're coming all the way from Cusco in Peru, in the high in the Andes Mountains. They're right about probably about the 6,900-foot level, and they're beautiful people. I've asked them to do a despacho, which is it's a ceremony for world peace and healing for the planet, and they're beautiful people, and I'm so glad they could come on today. Augustine and Santos, can you hear us? Hear me? Okay.
Yes, I can hear, but I want to fix my camera. Okay, just give me minutes.
Please. Okay, take your time. I'll just continue talking. Yeah, and I want to thank good friend Bill Bacon in Seattle. And also Don, of course, for his wonderful contribution. I've already sent those funds off to Augustine and Santos, and they're really appreciated. Normally, you know, they rely upon doing ceremonies for world peace for the tourists that come into the Cusco area. Of course, this tourist industry has been shut down with this scandemic. But I know Peru will be opening up later this year. And I'm so glad you could support him. Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit, listener-supported show, and all the donations are really appreciated. You can go to my website on BBS Radio, or you can go to my other website at outofthisworld1150.com and contribute what you like. The planet is starting to ascend right now, and you're seeing the last of the negatives being stopped in their plans to enslave us, especially in Canada. Of course, here in the United States, we've got our own fake President Biden. And many of the mask mandates and the other mandates now are being stopped. And what's interesting, I was told a couple of months ago in the fall that these mandates would be stopping. These mandates would be stopping starting in the middle of January. And now it's getting toward the end of February. And things are already starting to get back to normal. So I'm really looking forward to the future. I don't know if you've heard this or not, but I discussed it earlier today on my morning show on BBS that Prime Minister Trudeau, who's actually Fidel Castro's son, has now started killing people in Ottawa with the Ottawa police. The Ottawa police, I guess over the day before, They ran their horses over an elderly, poor elderly woman in Ottawa. She's dead now because of Trudeau. There have also been pepper spraying children, young children and babies and men and women in Ottawa as well. They're peacefully protesting. They're not doing any harm and they're not violent at all. It is Trudeau and his fringe element, the so-called Liberal Party, that is now killing people and harassing them in Ottawa. It's such a shame. Canada used to be such a beautiful country. It's still a wonderful country with many wonderful, beautiful people. And I know they're going to win. And we should all support them in their efforts. They also have a charity, too, that they have to help support the freedom fighters, the trucker convoy in Canada. That's Save Send Go. You can go there and contribute whatever you like. We are starting our own trucker rally starting February 23rd in Barstow, California. And it will be traveling to Washington, D.C. to protest the illegal and fake government of Biden. Biden, I'm told, he actually died a couple of years ago. He was executed for pedophilia and crimes against humanity. So what we have is a CGI screen of the so-called president. And we all know that no one voted for him. It's totally fake. But I think the entire planet's going to be waking up now. And I'm looking at Trudeau lasting in Canada, maybe at maximum 2 weeks. And then after that, Biden will fall as well. So I'm looking at another maybe 3 weeks for Biden and another 2 weeks for Justin Trudeau. So we're almost there. And as a light worker, I've been here 52,000 years or 720 lifetimes. And I've been waiting for this moment in human history for a long, long time. And I'm so glad that we've come this far. I mentioned this earlier on my show this morning, but tomorrow on February 20th has the same planetary alignment as it did on July 4th, 1776. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, John Quincy Adams, Ben Franklin, all and Thomas Paine, the great people of who helped establish the United States, all signed the Declaration of Independence. And what that means is that we're going to have a repeat in history. Starting tomorrow, those same energies will be there to form to form new, wonderful new changes for society, for not only for the United States, but I think Canada and the rest of the world, where we will break free of these tyrannical dictators like Trudeau in Canada, like Biden in the United States, like Washington Governor Inslee, who's an idiot, Governor Newsom in California, another idiot. People deserve their freedom. We're sick and tired of being treated like cattle and like sheep. And so anyway, I'm so proud of the Galactics are helping us now. And because we finally are standing up for our own. Augustine and Santos, how's the camera going? We can see you just fine, my friend.
Okay, I just see. Okay.
Okay, good.
Okay. Can you see us?
Yeah, we can see you just fine. Uh-huh. Yeah. Wonderful. Okay, wonderful. Hello, Augustine. Hola. Okay. I want to explain something quickly, Santos and Augustine. This is a despacho ceremony for world peace and harmony that Augustine and his son will be doing for the world today. And Santos, I want to thank you, both you and your father, so much for coming on today and doing this. We really appreciate it. And any other additional donations you'd like to send for Augustine and Santos, please feel free to PayPal them to me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. You can use that address for PayPal, and I'll give 100% of all monies come in to them. But anyway, I really appreciate it. Santos, how are you doing today, my friend?
Hello, how are you? Can you hear? I just want to check like audio. It's good?
Okay, that's fine. We can hear you okay. Don, is there audio okay?
No, can you hear me? My voice is okay, audio?
Yes, we can hear you fine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, we can hear you fine.
So, good afternoon, Death. And then good afternoon in the world, peace and harmony and freedom. And we're very happy here, like making despacho offering. Despacho offering, which means like making offering for mountain spirit and Mother Earth and all the elements in the world, mm-hmm. and all the mountain spirit in the world. And so we're making despacho. It's like in a building, like a mandala with many ingredients and intentions. And that's my father it's making today. Maybe you're not seeing very close, but preparing like all the different ingredients, but this is making like symbol of the despacho. It's like for the circle, which means represented by the world, like peace and harmony, and to help this planet and the people and the humans have the more relationship and the freedom. Okay.
Wonderful. That's so beautiful. And Santos, it's a flower ceremony, as far as I understand, with other things thrown in too, to have this new balance. Is that right?
Yes, the balance, aid and reciprocity.
Okay. Okay. Wonderful. It's a very old and it's an ancient ceremony, isn't it, Santos?
So I just want to say a little bit. I want to talk. You know, like this despacho ceremony comes. It's a like for an ancient time, for the Inca time. You know, like that. Just this, our grandfathers like following, and then you know, and then just generations, we practicing this, and you know, this is the energy medicine despacho. Uh-huh. And then, so my father, like generations, they continue keeping making this offering. And because this is the community we have like far away from Cusco, but in the mountain, there's not, it exists any health medication. Not people doesn't know like Western medication. So always people, when people sick, they do coca leaf reading and then make offerings, you know, to heal that.
Nice. And
because people who lives up there doesn't know like any tablets, no shots. People doesn't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then if we have like serious problem, like broken bones and skin, always we use like your plans, and this located people don't know, you know, how to communicate Winnipeg. So this is the offering we're making, like despacho, the ceremony, which is means like energy bundle for mega offering, you know.
Wonderful. Well, I'm so honored and grateful to have you both here today. Please tell your father, thank him so much for this. We really appreciate
it.
So hopefully we have time, right?
Yes, we have plenty of time. All the time in the world for you, my friends.
Okay, so now with my father starting, you know, like a circle with the captain, with the animals, and then sage. So animal key biscuits actually represent like blessing animals in the world, like blessing animals in the family homes, like pets, you know. And then also intentional, you know, the ascending masculine, feminine, and the mountain and Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah,
So my father now he wants to do prayers. So it's intention death, it's like for the world, you know, then to be free and freedom. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
So the intention this budget is for. It's for like the world, the peace and then freedom, right?
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm.
So my father wants to do blessing, these prayers, but I think it's everybody who are in the online, we can do blessings and like meditations as well to help planet. So for probably 3-4 minutes, okay?
Okay.
Death. Anakbacha kingbacha, hayle, okubacha, hayle, awatawan di soyo hampu jis kunanga. Or taita endi mama kila hampu, anakbacha kingbacha, okubacha, hampu ikanang ke, bacha mama, muntong di bacha mama yana ta kaipanji. Urbilai zongulai.
Muchísimas gracias, urbilai zongulai. So my father, he was going to continue to adding more ingredients and the offering, okay?
Okay, great.
So using like the coca leaves, you know, like 12 inches coca leaves, 12 inches for Pachamama, the coca leaves, you know, like using like intention, the coca leaves for making the offering to be free and then the balance and then harmony in this world.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
So this is to rise. It's for the mountains, but actually it's representing like having enough food in this world. In the world, people who are suffering with the food, so everybody has like praying for them as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wonderful.
So kuka seeds actually it's for Pachamama. So kuka seeds its intention is to help this planet with energy connection, like a really connection on the ground to Pachamama to help the people blessing. So garbanzo beans actually for the mountain also, but having good life, which means in Quechua, causa. to mm-hmm. having each other, family in loving and harmony and peace and balance with their families in the world.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Colorful candy is for the mouth and the world. So which means visiting different country to understand and take your mind, taking like the mind and knowledge and their knowledge to help people.
Wow. Beautiful.
So this is to alphabet models. So alphabet models means like to leaders to come like in the future, good news, mm-hmm. like very good news, and peace and balance.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
So this is a colorful candy actually represents like lightning and thunder, the energy from the rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is the symbol of the house, actually represents like symbol of the car. So blessing, and then blessing the home, blessing your apartment, blessing your room, and so blessing your transportation.
Okay.
So there is stars. Many stars, Pleiades, the energy from the stars, other planets.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Hola, Pachamama. Soma kunan ki bishkip kunan soma kusis kala kundin tu la pamuna soma.
So more sweets for Pachamama, the happiness and sweetness.
I'm sorry, could you repeat again, please? Santos, I couldn't hear you, what you said.
This is the sweets for Pachamama, sweetness okay. and happiness.
Okay, great. Okay. Mother Earth Pachamama must really love these ceremonies you do.
Yes, the Pachamama Mother Earth.
Okay.
The mountain god, it means Apu, Apukuna. The mountain spirits, all the snow glacier mountains, regular mountains
mm-hmm.
in Peru, but it also includes all the mountains in the world.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So my father is holding his child, which means actually like masculine, feminine. But this is small offering for our protection, our health, mm-hmm. like physical protection, our health issues. So, but also we're doing prayers for health problems, protection in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Because the humans, we are just one. There's no difference. Even where the skin's different, but we are same exactly, okay?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So please, death, if it's, I don't know how many people were in this meeting now, so it just blow 2 times with intention of blessing and prayers for the health protection, okay?
Okay, so we blow, is that right? And
yes, but, 2 times.
Okay. 2 times. Okay, one. Let's all blow twice, and yes. Send lots of love and peace and harmony.
Yes,
for Pachamama, which is the Mother Earth. Let's do that now, everyone. First time.
Yes, Larry.
And then a second time.
Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you.
So, Death, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine, Santos, yes.
Now we are starting with the quintos. The quinto means three coca leaves together. It's the one kingdom. It's for represent like upper world, middle world, lower world.
Okay. Okay.
This is the masculine side. And then feminine side, there is one kingdom. It's the Pachamama plus feminine princess, Inca princess.
Mm-hmm.
So we are doing the blessing with each kingdom. So I my question is for you. How many people we are in this meeting now?
Hold on. I can check just a minute. Earlier we had, hold on. We have approximately 38.6 million listeners today.
Oh, okay. So
that's a lot.
Yeah. But main person is you and then other.
Yeah, well, we have a worldwide audience. But Don's in the studio. Doug may be listening. I'm here. You know, we have people everywhere listening today. So.
So we are making for you, Kito, okay? Death.
Okay.
So you just against death.
I'm going to wait until this one. Death. So death blow two times.
I get sketch. There it's a Mr. What's the name?
I'm sorry, what Santos?
Other friends who
there's Don and Doug at the station, my producers.
Don,
right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, thanks, Don.
Don, please blow two times.
Okay, I'm sure he did. He's listening now.
Okay, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, other kinto, it's for everybody. All everybody listening in this radio show, for everybody, and then also includes all people in the world and helping planet to be peace and then freedom and the balance and gratitude.
Okay.
Yes.
Hato apukuna pachamama, mana yaskara mama chops, unopis house is catching it. Yes, that's up.
Yeah. So, sugar. Have sweetness and happiness and harmony, families in the world.
Wonderful.
The frankincense, it's the energy connection to help the human to be more like connecting the mountain spirits.
Okay, wonderful.
The leaf. Same like brown sugar for Mother Earth, like sweetness and happiness.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
gusto. Yes, sir. Why am I saying? The gigantic. So building this mandala, there's so many different kinds of dispatch. Mm-hmm. But today, my father is doing what's for helping this planet, human peace and gratitude and balance of freedom for this and this world, the planet help. But in the tradition, there's so many types of dispatch. But in the beginning, it's every dispatch is same. But making offering, to like building with the many seeds and ingredients, or like seeds and candies and symbolize something. And then in this like kind of building for like a mandala for the Mother Earth, the mountain spirit, and all the elements and universe, this planet. Okay.
Okay. Beautiful.
So normally in the Caribbean tradition, it's like the ancient tradition, the knowledge we know it's from grandfathers. Like my father, it learns when he was like 16 years old, mm-hmm. learning and receiving all the initiation to be healer and help people so he can have like access to help to people, you know?
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Energy transmission.
Uh-huh.
So our village, it's like really authentic. Like from the Inca time, from the ancestor, we're still real keeping all the customs, all the meaning of all like belief and the Mother Earth mountain spirits. This is the culture really we are keeping, continuing practicing.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
So using like white flowers, rich flowers, means peace and harmony and money. It's love condition, like on love money. Mm-hmm. Conditional love. So using like using white flower, yellow flower, and red flower. So all the connection, also connecting the three worlds. The upper world, middle world, and lower world. Mm-hmm. So intention to help to this planet to create harmony and peace and the human beings in this world. The change, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is the intention, belief today.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the ribbons, like gold and silver, the harmony and peace, but also it's like abundance.
Okay.
So this is the corn beer. It's fermented. It's made like a blessing for the Pachamama, for the mountain spirit.
Okay, great. Wow.
So still we're like in the beginning this year 2022. So there is the confetti actually represents like happiness and sweetness of the Mother Earth, the Mountain Spirit, and then this year.
Okay.
Okay, so now my father, he finished the building the mandala. Now my father, he started doing like prayers and sinning prayers for all the people of this from Cusco. For this special place, making offering this altar, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Dad. So now, can you hear me? Hello? I'm here. I can hear you just fine. Santos, hi.
So now my father is going to do rapid this offering. And then with this rapid this offering, it's going to do blasting. And then afterwards, this fire needs to go fire, the burning. You know, like Pachamama and mountain spirit, this world, the universe need to receive and our prayers, our blessings.
Okay, wonderful.
I will take a picture for you and then I will send it to you and then this way you can share.
Okay, thank you. That'd be wonderful. Are you sending that to me on Messenger?
Yes.
Okay, that's great. All right, thank you, my friend. Let me know when you've sent it, and I'll bring it up.
I just sent it right now.
Santos, how long have you been doing the despacho ceremonies?
More than 40 years. 40 years.
Wow, that's beautiful. Amazing. Wow.
So it's making like a despacho kit now. It's like to get it like folded down. And then afterwards, our offering needs to fire.
I see.
So we're going to burn it a little bit later today, okay?
Okay. Okay, great.
So now my father is doing the blessing with the offering to bless in this planet, blessing to you death you make happens to organize this or as making to I will to share this knowledge, this medicine, this the Andean medicine, you know. So like Dr. Dom and everybody in this the show who are listening this radio, okay?
Okay, great, beautiful.
Yeah.
Ahora hatu kentikuna, wamankuna, hampui jiskuna rosuma, apu wamanglipa. Hampui jiskuna rosuma ki mundota ku ilayyunji. Hampui jiskuna, ori, chinjai soyo, apu salkantai, hampui yanapai kelpanji putihi. Kami hatu tamantin soyo, apu kuna, soma hampui hatu kuna. Kundi soyo, ori, Machu Picchu, hatu kura kakudir Machu Picchu, yanapai kelpanji putihi. Hampoo in the show.
Thank you so much. So we did it. I will finish our offering. Despacho ceremony, which means Haiwariku in Quechua, our language.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And then do you have a separate ceremony to burn the despacho package? Is that right, Santo?
Yeah, separate place where we're going to burn it in fire and then we'll burn it, okay?
Okay. Okay.
I will send it to you, Fudo, and then this way you can share.
Wonderful. Yeah, just please send it. That'd be great. Santos, I was wondering if you and your father might have any messages from Pachamama today you could share.
What message? Well, I don't really understand.
Any message from Pachamama, from the earth or the mountains, on humanity and our future.
Nisha, imatan Pachamama, ima mensaje de tan Pachamama, cosas en que se llama Pachamama Espíritu, a poco no Espíritu, y ya para el testimonio de una cuna, maya tan cosas en que te mal.
Imaimano Chakuna Hamu, Imaimana Chakirikuna, Usarikuna Hamu, Kosiski, Sí, con acá alguien esa generación somos para preparación, somos alguien tu pachamama o iba a llevar antes. Aunque esa generación no pasa así, eso es un problema. Apanches, apan pensamiento, no apan.
So my father said message where like hearing from the pachamama, like with your intention, feeling, and energetically from the pachamama, from the mountain spirits, for our ancestors, which is now it's. The Pachamama came in the message from this world, you know, to humanity. It's nice that everybody needs to go in the back to how was it came for our ancestor, because a long time ago, all the people was like more to be more knowledge and then feeling and then doing their service Mother Earth. So I think people, other people, it's really recommending Pachamama. There needs to start be more belief at the Pachamama mountain spirits and then doing service for them, and this way we can help more the planet.
Beautiful, thank you for that. How many people are in your village, Augustine and Satos, up in the mountains? How many people live there about?
Oh, like we live in the mountain, it's like 150 families, but around like six, I can say like estimate like 700 people.
Oh my goodness. Wow. That's beautiful. Wow. Wow.
But everybody, people up there living in the harmony and living in any balance, because if someone needs the help, like to helping each other and they're working together, and then it's life, it's very different between the city.
I remember from your history when the Spaniards came to Peru in the 1530s that your family, your ancestors, they did not come show themselves to the outside world until 1947, which was something like 517 years later. Is that
right?
True?
Yes.
Wow. Even now, the outside civilization in Cusco must seem very far away for you.
Yes. Please, listen to me.
Are there people in your village, Santos and Augustine, who've never been down to Cusco, to the outside world?
Yes, there's mostly people who live up there. Some people never down, they've never they come down to cities.
Yes. Okay. I don't blame them. Yeah. Wow. Well, I love your colors. Is the red, does the red color have a spiritual significance?
Yes. It is like more harmony, peace, and freedom.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I see a lot of that color there. And the tassels you have on your hats, is that a special significance as well?
Like tassels?
Yeah, the in your hat here, but then that's on the side, it's down to here. Those things down here. Yeah.
Oh, this is means like the right hand, left side, feminine, masculine connection.
I see. So okay.
Balance. But you know, like we are wearing, like this is like traditionally, like only we use mostly this not normal clothing, but only we use when we have ceremony.
I see. Wow, that's great.
It is handmade, everything handmade, but uh-huh. Also in the Keros community, we have like normal clothing, but also handmade work that we use every day, you know. But this is kind of clothing is only special time, like the ceremonial times.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, how many despachos, what different kinds of despachos are there? Now, this one was for peace and harmony and freedom on the earth. Yes. Are there other despachos made for, like, let's say, finding a love relationship or finding a better job or having a family? Are there different purposes for the despachos?
So there is so many types of the offering, you know, like that, but it's everything, its purpose, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like loving each other, the harmony, peace for the family, having good family and the business, and then having good animals. You know, it's I cannot be count because it's so many.
Really? Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. And it takes time too, because you have to go to the market the day before, is that right? And buy all the materials for it. It's just, it's not something that's pre-made. You have to make it on your own for everything.
Yes, for make it, for prepare this offering for today, we have to bring all the ingredients, many different places, but also flowers, coca leaves, so many different. Yeah, so we are preparing for one day, like one day before, you know.
Wow, that's great. That's great. Well, I've had to, I've had like three or four plans to come to Peru for the past almost 2 years now, and I've had to postpone my trips many times. But I hope to come back later this year, and I would love to see you and your father. I'll let you know my schedule as soon as I know what it will be. But I think my guides tell me, my spiritual guides tell me, Santos and Augustine, that all of this, all these, you know, mandates and the shutdown and everything, that'll be ending soon. It's already starting to end now. Is that, does your father or yourself have any messages on that, by the way?
So my father, he's very tough, you know, like about this is what is happening in this world, you know. So I say that I think this is not very soon finished, but it will sometime take. But we're going to change.
I see. So soon
as possible.
I see. Do you think, does your dad or you think there was a spiritual reason for this shutdown, maybe to draw people, families closer together? In the West, people are so busy all the time. They don't often have time for, they're not close knit. They're running around all the time, very active. Is that, are there any, you think there's some spiritual lessons from the pandemic, from this lockdown?
So like what my father was saying like the other day, I think it's good, like pandemic brings, you know, this be more gathering, you know, like spiritual, because it was so so disconnected with the family, you know, before.
Right. That's true. Of course, in your village, you are very connected because you don't go anywhere. You sit there and live in the village. And so that's nice. Yeah, that's nice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. How old is your village, by the way?
How long
have your people lived there in the mountains, Pachamama?
So I can say like estimate like maybe 700-800 years.
How many years? 700 years?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. That's a long time. That's a long time. Do you have any oral history regarding what was life like before your people came to the mountains? Or where did your people come from?
So we know like history, like our people came from the Incas came. Like we are from the originally from the Inca.
Okay.
But like the Incas came from the stars, from the Pleiades.
From the Pleiades. Wow. Okay.
Yes.
Beautiful. And before, when you came here from the Pleiades, Santos and Augustine, was there any people before that here?
Yes, it was like pre-Incan people, like short people.
Okay. Did they make Göbekli? I think that's in Bolivia.
No, I don't know.
No? Okay. All right. Where did the short people come from? Do you know?
They say they came from the moon.
From the moon? Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Interesting. And do you know how, did any of them survive, or did they just, did they merge with your people from the Pleiades, or did they go somewhere else?
Which people? The moon people, short people, you mean?
Yeah, the moon people, short people, right.
So what did we hear this history, you know, a little bit about, you know, like which is a long time ago, like before the Incas, there was only short people, which is like pre-Incan peoples, but they came from the moon, but moon is much older from the sun. But when sun rises, and all these people die, like inside like rivers everywhere. So this, which is now it's they call mummies, it's like bones, you know. But there is one group of the family. These people, they went all the way to jungle. So which is exists now, like the jungle wild people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Interesting. Interesting. Yes. Where your village is, how far is it to the jungle?
Oh, maybe like 3-4 days walk to the jungle.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. It's
very, nobody people lives in the way, you know, it's very quiet, the jungle.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting. Are there other villages like yours in the mountains there too, very isolated?
Yes, there is, but not anymore like this, you know, ever been they lost, you know, but we're still maintain this culture.
Oh, I see. Okay. So they haven't maintained their culture. All right, that's too bad. Yeah.
Okay. Well. Okay.
Well, I appreciate both you and your dad for coming on my show today. You have a beautiful culture, and I can't wait to see both of you later this year.
Yes, thank you so much.
And if anyone wants to send donations to Augustine and Santos, I want to thank Bill, of course, and Don for their wonderful contribution. And if you want to send any more, just send them PayPal to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, and I'll send 100% of everything that comes in right to my friends here. So anyway, you're doing beautiful work, and I'm so glad I could share this with my radio show, Santos and Augustine. And thank you so much again for coming on my show today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your death, and then other like Dr. Down, and then thank you so much to have opportunity to make and share and help in this planet with the prayers and with making our offerings. And then thank you so much for your contribution. You know, like we have, like we spent like shut down, and we have like difficult life, you know, because there's not so much work. So thank you for your appreciate for your death.
Okay. My pleasure, Santos and Augustine. You both have a beautiful day. Thank you so much again.
Yes.
Okay. Bye-bye, my friends. Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Okay. I'll let you disconnect your camera. Okay, great. That's great. Wasn't that nice for them to be part of the program today? They're coming all the way from Cusco, Peru, and they're beautiful people. I always really enjoy having them on the show. They always have such words of wisdom. And can you imagine that? When the Spaniards came in 1533, something like that, they didn't come out. They stayed in the mountains, and they were there until 1947. And that's something like, 417 years later, about. Then they decided to come out and show themselves to the public. And it's an amazing, they've been able to preserve their culture all during this time. There were other villages up there as well, but they weren't able to preserve their culture, not like Santos and Augustine. Every time I go to Peru, I always visit them. And I've been invited before to their village. One of these, when I make it next time, I think I will go to the village, but it's a long trip. It's about 13 hours altogether. You have to go on a truck, open air truck, for about 10 hours. And then from there, hike into the mountains, going down a couple thousand feet and then up a couple thousand feet, that down and up. So it's not really easy to get there, but it's well worth it. And it's such a rarity in today's culture, you know, with the Western civilization is so pervasive everywhere that I think it's rare to find somebody like Santos and Augustine. And they always have such beautiful energy. When I've been in Cusco before, I feel very calm and peaceful with them, and they have almost always so much wisdom. When you're in Cusco itself, in the downtown area, there's a plaza there, and along the plaza are these walls where the stones are huge, and there's no and they're cut perfectly, and there's no space between the rocks. They can this course, we have not been able to figure out how to do that. What the Spanish did when they came in, they destroyed a bunch of Inca temples downtown Cusco and used those stones as masonry to build churches and other monuments for themselves. And you can see that. But the foundation itself, along the there's Inca roads in downtown Cusco, and you can see where the rocks are. They're still standing there. There's another fort called Sacsayhuaman on the up in the other north side of Cusco as well, where there was a battle between the Incas and the Spanish, and the Incas almost won it, but the Spanish overcame it and they took over their culture as a result. But that's a lot of interesting things up as well. In the Sacsayhuaman area, there's a wall, I'm told. I haven't been there, but I've heard about it. There's a wall of almost pure glass. And the only way that some archaeologists can think that how that wall of pure glass came about was through a nuclear war, where there was a nuclear bomb that exploded during the time of Atlantis and liquefied all these rocks into glass. Isn't that amazing? So that's up there as well. It's easy to get to from downtown. Just take a taxi, go up there. It doesn't cost very much. But it's a beautiful area. And the whole area, one of the things about Peru, if you go to an archaeological site or you go to Cusco itself lies in the valley called the Sacred Valley. There's another city called Pizac, small village, actually. It's about a couple hours away from Cusco. And there's also an Inca village called Alatatambo at the foot of this mountain. And you can see these buildings there. They're incredible structures, and they were all built by the Inca, and they knew things that we don't about using stone, because all the stones were perfectly matched in. It's like going to Egypt and noticing the stone masonry there. That knowledge has mostly been lost, but I think from what I've been told is that they use sound and singing to do it, to shape these rocks. And they did it with their minds. They'd have a group of people sitting around, much like in Egypt. And that's how they got the stone masonry to fit so well and so tight. You ask these questions. When you're there, if you go there, you can cyclically connect with the energies in these rocks by doing something very simple. If your two hands, right and left, are not the same. Psychically, if you send messages, you send them with your right hand and you receive them with your left hand. So if you're on a rock wall in the old Inca capital of Cusco and you put your left hand on the rock, you will receive messages. If you want to send messages to somebody, you use your right hand. So if you're there, put your left hand on a stone and the messages should come in right to you. You can do the same if you're, for example, in Washington, D.C. at the different Capitol buildings or any kind of monument. You'll feel that same energy coming in. You'll receive it. Just have to be quiet and it will come through. My foster mother, Terry, used to be a master psychic. She used to work for the Seattle area police departments finding missing and lost children. And she used to be given... Detectives often would call her up and say, "We can't figure out what happened to this child. Could you help us?" And she was often able to help by taking like a piece of clothing or a toy or an object and putting it in her left hand, where she would get messages about what happened. As you can imagine, it was very difficult work because a lot of the children would be killed or abused. It was tough work for her, but she did it. And as a service to help find these kids. But that's what I remember regarding the hand signs that she told me about. I actually have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to talk to the other side. If you're interested, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Or I've got another email as well to outofthisworldradio@protonmail.com. So I enjoy helping people, and I have a mentoring program, which I always enjoy doing as well. As I said before, several times in my show, today I'll be going back to Mount Shasta, Sedona, probably Peru in October, depending on how things are going. But Mount Shasta is a beautiful place. We've had many, many miracle healings there. I myself have received two healings in the last couple of years. They gave me a new heart, Telos, and Adama, the high priest of Telos underneath Mount Shasta, gave me a new heart back in, that was 3-4 years ago. And then the following summer, they restored my eyesight to 2010 crystal clear vision, Mount Shasta. I can't guarantee that this would happen if you came, but you have to be, in order for the healings to work, you have to be a high positive vibration and in a good mood and be open to it. If you're negatively oriented or you have doubts about it, don't come. It'll be a waste of time for you. And because your heart has to be open to it. If your heart's open to it, I'm sure you'll have a wonderful time. Also, when coming to Sedona and Shasta, you have to be approved by the higher spirits to come. For Shasta, you have to be approved by the people of Telos, Adama, and the Pleiadians as well, because you're going into their sacred areas, into their living room, so to speak. They don't want any agents from any three-letter agencies coming along, and if you do work for one of those agencies and try to come, you will be excluded, I guarantee it. But usually, they let me know. They let me know typically before coming. So, but if you have good intentions, I do urge you to come. I want to thank everyone so much for listening to Out of This World Radio. I've been on the air now for I think about a little over 8 years getting on. Over 8 years now. And the purpose of my show is to make this world a much better and happier place. I myself have been here 52,000 years, or approximately 720 lifetimes. Been a long time, and I've been waiting for this moment in ascension all these years, and it's happening right now. This is you're welcome, Santo. Thank you so much, my friend. All of us came down here at this moment in human history to help with the ascension. See you, Santos. Take care, my friend. Say hi to your father for me, sending some messages. But all of us came down here at this time to be part of this ascension. And people often come to me, they say, Ted, why did I end up on this crazy planet? What am I supposed to do here? Well, more often than not, people are here to help with the ascension. So I know it's tough, especially for those in Canada and in the many of the Democratic Party run states here in the United States. It's especially hard. But things will get better. And people are learning, I think, from what the Canadians are showing us, to stand up for their rights and stand up for their freedom. The thing I like about the Canadians is that the truckers are saying, you know, we believe in choice. It's not the government's position to mandate whatever we do, because it's really our body and our choice, isn't it? We should have the freedom to decide what we want to do with our bodies and not to be dictated by some mandates forcing us to. It's all part of the control, and many people have been dying from the shot program, and I think you're going to see more of that this year, unfortunately. There are remedies available. If you'd like a free remedy sheet, I'm happy to send you inexpensive home remedies to help you out either with shedding or the shot. Please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can also write me at outofthisworldradio@protonmail.com, which I'm happy to help. I want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful love and support. On today's show, we had over 38 million listeners in over 100 countries. We've been gaining up to a million or more listeners every week now for months. And it tells me that the planet is waking up, and I'm so happy. And now that the people of Canada are standing up to the Trudeau Nazi government, I'm hoping that we do the same here in the United States and the truckers lead the way as well, because we don't, you know, Biden is a worthless, I don't know what he is. I've been told that he actually was executed 2 years ago for crimes against humanity and pedophilia. But you often see him on the screen, but I always wonder whether it's really him or somebody else. It's hard to tell what the truth is sometimes, you know, my friends. But I don't know of anybody who voted for Biden, and nobody seems to like him now either. So, you know, we're supposed to have a democracy where the will of the people are supposed to rule, but I don't see that happening here in the United States anymore. But anyway, we need to all stand up for our rights and liberties and freedoms. And I know if we all stand up, we can and will make this planet a much better place. Out of This World Radio is a listener-supported program, and I appreciate all your love and support so much. You can either go to my BBS website or to outofthisworld1150.com and feel free to contribute whatever you'd like. This Monday and 2 days from now, I'll be broadcasting on Radio Soul International in Vienna, Austria. That'll be in German, auf Deutsch, in English and in German. And I can't wait for the show there. That's from 12 noon to 2 p.m. Pacific time. And with that, I want to thank everyone so much for listening today. The world is believe me, in by this May, June, things will be much better even than they are now as people learn to stand up and stand up for their rights. In August, we will be shifting into the fourth dimension. So we only have about 6 more months of 3D existence. After that, we'll be going into fourth dimension where people will be able to communicate more telepathically than they even do now. They'll develop psychic abilities, will feel much lighter, food will not be as important. And then we'll be shifting in about 2.5 years, give or take, maybe on about 2 years, two and a half years into the fifth dimension. And we will have finally made it into the higher dimensions. And at that point, we won't need to eat as much as we do now. We'll live on the prana of the earth. Our longevity will eventually increase to 1,000 years with extensions up to 25,000 years. What else will happen? We'll communicate telepathically. The amount of any crime or problems will simply go away because everyone will become telepathic. You'll be able to read each other's minds. No one will be able to do any of the bad things to each other because you'll be shown. You'll be able to read their minds and know instantaneously. And eventually after that, we will become a space-faring species, according to Nostradamus. And also the size of government will become a lot smaller because we won't need government or the heavy-handed police forces like the ones up in Ottawa under Trudeau killing people like they did just a day before yesterday. They killed an elderly grandmother. The police ran over her with a horse. I don't see... And they also harassed other people by spraying tear gas into babies' eyes, children's eyes. Men and women in Ottawa. I don't see how that is good for your health. If Trudeau is doing all this crap in order for health benefits. It doesn't make a sense. It doesn't make logical sense for him to kill people in order to carry out his health, so-called health program. I hope he goes soon. My guides say he'll be in office for another 2 weeks max. And then another week after that, or in 3 weeks, Biden will be gone as well. And he's not going to be our president anymore. He never was, never, and shouldn't be, and is not now. It's sure a trying time, isn't it? All of us are here for a purpose, and we all chose to be here at this time. And I want everyone to know that there are many different galactic civilizations watching this planet now, and they're cheering us on to make the right choices for all of us. And we are getting help because the Canadians have stepped up. We Americans, I hope, will step as well. And they're forming a truck convoy now. I think it starts on February 23rd in Barstow, California. Godspeed to them, according to George Washington. But things will get better. I know if we need to stand up for our rights, though. All of us need to do the same thing. So anyway, and if you're suffering from shedding or the shot program, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com or outofthisworldradio@protonmail.com. And I'm happy to send anyone a free remedy sheet, inexpensive home remedies that anybody can use and will really, really, really help them. Anyway, I hope you all have a beautiful and happy day. And thank you so much for listening and all your beautiful support. I'll keep talking until Don comes back here. And I was told a couple months ago that starting in the middle of January, last month, about a month ago, that all these restrictions, the mandates and everything else, the requirements would end. And people with learning to stand up. And now it's happening all over the world. It's happening in Canada. It's happening in the United States. I'm so proud of the Australians for standing up for their liberties as well. In Australia and New Zealand, they're standing up as well. One of the things the police in Australia are doing now is that they've been shooting radiation weapons at people, demonstrators there, but remain strong. This won't last long. And I know people. I know people will get through this, and they should have a new Australian government in a couple of months. Anyway, thank you so much, Don, for all your beautiful help. I really appreciate it. And remain strong, everyone. This is almost over with, and I really appreciate all your love and support. Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit listener-supported show. If you'd like to contribute, please go to my website at outofthisworld1150.com and click on the PayPal button and feel free to contribute anything you like, or you can go to BBS as well and contribute there. Thank you so much, everyone. Hope you have a beautiful, happy day, and I'll see you on Monday at 12 noon Pacific time out of broadcasting out of Vienna, Austria, and English and Radio Soul International. Bye-bye, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.